This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a fine week we have had, huh? Nothing but weakness showing left, right, and center. As it just gets worse and worse. And now we should start demanding consequences for this. Now, my first real foray into politics came when I joined the military. Unwittingly, I became a part of a statistic, a part of an enabling entity. So we're going to start there, and we're going to start at the top. General Mark Milley, you should rip the stars off of your pathetic nostalgia costume and resign. Tell that crusty Pinocchio in the White House and the faculty lounge Geppetto's tugging his strings that you will have no more to do with this human centipede of failure in Kabul. At one time, you were a man of honor, sir. You should reclaim it. And it's not hard. Your stars are right there, generals, right on the shoulders of those new uniforms you decided to adopt with the express purpose of evoking World War II and the memory of victory over modern peer competitor military. Maybe you thought that wearing a winner's gear would ease the pain of getting creamed by a bunch of 7th century throwbacks. I know your boss is a senile old fool with delusions of competence. And his failure is going to be addressed at the ballot box. But your failure, generals and admirals, is something only you can address, at least until President DeSantis comes and separates the wheat from the chaff in the Pentagon. I know that you have to follow the orders of the civilian authorities, though not if it's Trump, since he was not part of the in-crowd you aspired to join as adjunct military members, right? Your passive-aggressive mutiny against the guy the American people elected set back civil-military relations 250 years. You took the one institution that most Americans still trusted and turned it into a roiling cauldron of hot garbage. And don't try to hide behind the you-gotta-support-the-troops thing. We do. But you suck. And we know you suck, and you know you suck. And if you didn't suck, you'd have quit. When President Durwood told you to ditch Bagram Air Base, you Joint Chiefs should have got together, realized this was going to get a bunch of the guys that America entrusted to you killed, and decided to resign. You can't disobey, but you can take a stand. And, well, yeah, you did sort of kind of take a stand. You just stood there. Any sergeant major would look at you and tell you that any second lieutenant would have identified this particular operation as a disaster in the making. And far be it for me to contradict an E9, but I expect he would agree that even the greenest Greens or Girl Scout recruit would ask, what the unholy hell are you idiots thinking? Pulling the military out and giving up our secure air base before you've completed your non-combatant evacuation operation? You could have quit. You could have salvaged some shred of honor after your years of total failure, but making a stand would come at the expense of your careers. And yet, this would have worked. A bunch of generals saying no more? This would have forced the politicians to do a rethink. But you just saluted. Same as the guys who enabled Vietnam, something Army schools used to tell us before they hired faculties full of pronoun people. They used to tell you in the officer candidate schools that you could do that if the time came. And you chose not to. Maybe you dug the pomp and the circumstance. It's good to be a general. Or maybe you imagine that you, the guys who have not won a war in 2 decades, were the only ones competent and capable enough to polish the strategic piece of excrement into a tactical diamond. But it's hard to believe that you are that delusional. It's hard to believe that even the same band of Ibram X Kendi fanboys who couldn't decide whether our greatest strategic threat is the weather or Americans who voted for Trump could imagine that only they stood between President Asterisk and total defeat. Did you hear what the Sergeant Major of the Army tweeted today? And I'm not familiar with this particular guy holding the slot right now, but I mean, when I was in the Army, the Sergeant Major of the Army was a mythical person. He was a man that, I mean, and he, at the time, this dude was a giant of a man. He spoke with the deepest of bass voices. He had been through all the schools. I had no illusions about how tough he really was, you know, when they told me, well, he was a distinguished honor grad at 41. I was like, yeah, he was a sergeant major. That's how that happened. But the current sergeant major of the Army, he got out on Twitter, of all places, and just before about a dozen of our troops were blown apart in exactly the way anyone not rocking his chair, gulping mush, and staring at his stories on the TV saw coming, he said, diversity is a number. Do you have people that don't look or think like you in the room? Inclusion is listening and valuing those people. Hashtag Women's Equality Day reminds us we're smarter and more lethal when we come together as an inclusive, cohesive team. Our values demand it. That's a bunch of gooey pablum. And it would be funny if a dozen families weren't getting a knock on the door tonight. But they are. And this frivolous idiocy is not funny. Sergeant Major, you too need to resign. Just go away. Maybe General Milley did get something right, or a soldier recognized bravery earlier in his career. And according to one soldier who served under him, a good battalion commander as a light colonel, he has demonstrated the Peter Principle in spades. He's the worst chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in history. A disaster in every single way. But he has accomplished one thing besides adding to America's L column. He has united the country. Remember his ridiculous screed about white rage? Well, because of his failure, he's managed to unite Americans of all colors and shades in their rage at a failed military establishment whose lack of seriousness and gross incompetence has not only humiliated our country, but now it's getting troops killed, and he has created a rainbow of rage. You should resign and salvage some dignity. Though if I had to say, a whole lot of you would be court-martialed for your negligence. You'd happily nuke from orbit a specialist who dropped his NVGs on a patrol, but you just lost another war and you're probably headed for a board seat at Raytheon. The British Royal Navy used to shoot admirals for failure to encourage the others. I note that when this innovative personal incentive program was in effect, Britannia ruled the waves. And what does America rule today? Yeah, the Chinese that are laughing at us. The Taiwanese have got to be rethinking their position. Iran is cackling. Our allies are furious. Way to go, guys. Way to go, you clowns. This all happened on your watch. You didn't give the order, but you chose to go along and get along. And now a dozen of the men we entrusted to you are getting along to Dover, and we can only pray more don't follow. You won't do it because if you were the kind of men who would do it, you would not have to be told to do it. But you should do it. It might save a little shred of your dignity. Rip those stars off your shoulders and throw them down on the Resolute desk. You should resign. Malfeasance or incompetence, it doesn't matter. In the military, there are no second chances. If you fail, you pay. One way or the other. And those below you should not be the ones paying because of the malfeasance. Something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We have one other problem at the top right now besides the failure of the Pentagon. After the terror attacks in Kabul, we are now venturing into extremely dangerous political waters that require wisdom and discipline and strength, which are unfortunately three attributes that our current American president is woefully lacking. You see, Joe Biden is a weak, narcissistic man. And he knows this. And that is the danger. When weak men want to prove to the world, literally to the world in this case, that they are not the weak men we all see that they are, there's always a danger they're going to present some grand gesture of strength to overcompensate for their stated weakness. And in the case of Joe Biden, this grand gesture of strength will be at the expense of young Americans who wear the uniform of our military. The very real danger right now is that this president will try to prove his courage and strength by exploiting the courage and strength of our troops by putting them in even greater danger than they already are in due to this president's weakness. And remember who Joe Biden is. He's a guy that likes to talk tough. He's a weak man that likes to talk tough. Like, do you remember when he tried to show how he'd take on Donald Trump as the Democratic Party's candidate? He was in the middle of a crowded primary for the nomination. He needed to project strength. So how does a guy like Joe Biden do this? We get this from, who put this out there? I can't remember who put this out there. Anyway, it's a quote. Former Vice President Joe Biden said he would beat the hell out of President Donald Trump if they were in high school over his crude comments about women. When a guy who ended up becoming our national leader said, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it, and then said, I made a mistake, Biden said Tuesday of Trump, according to video of the remarks posted on Facebook by the University of Miami College Democrats. They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman, and I said no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him, said Biden, getting laughter and applause from the crowd at the University of Miami. Joe Biden, the tough guy. So he threatens to take Trump out behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. That's what weak men do. They bluster. And, you know, while Biden's talking about this, you got to remember, Biden can't walk up steps. But he's going to take out Donald Trump, who, you know, Donald Trump's in his 70s too, but I mean, Donald Trump's actually in good physical condition to be for his age, right? And at the time, Donald Trump also had Secret Service protection, so it's not like Donald Trump's going to square up with anybody at that particular time. Then again, so did Joe Biden. I don't know how that would have worked. That would have been interesting to see. You guys go take a break. I'm going to beat the hell out of this guy with the bad hair. Think about some other bizarre moments in his recent past. Like the infamous corn pop rant. That was another bizarre rambling story that was meant to tell you what kind of a tough guy he was. Once again, a quote or a coming from some publication, I don't know. And Biden's telling Corn Pop was a bad dude who ran with a bunch of bad boys and was armed with a straight razor and backed by other gang members. And he was threatening to cut the future vice president. Instead of calling the police, Biden met Corn Pop and his cronies head on, having armed himself with a 6-foot chain. After a standoff, Corn Pop backed down. Did you get all that? Biden, the skinny, slight white guy, confronted the bad dude and ran with a bad gang, and he made the scary black dude back down. And let's just, for the moment of convenience, forget all those inherent racist tropes built into his yarn. The whole point is to project an image of Biden as the tough guy. He does this all the time. Do you remember when a voter in Michigan confronted him during the campaign? His response was to tell him that he was full of excrement and called him a horse's fourth point of contact. And how about when he called a voter a damn liar and challenged him to a push-up contest? Why doesn't anybody take this guy up on this stuff again? Time and time again throughout his career, Biden has defaulted to the foe tough guy stance, with over-the-top gritted teeth and threats of physical violence against a political foe to prove his point. And it's become a joke. It's a joke now. I mean, yesterday he was making all kinds of talks about, we will find you, there's no length we won't go. He gave us no specifics. I mean, what we should have done the whole time we've been doing this is allow the special forces to do what they do. All of them. Let all the services go out there. You guys, bring me back your trophies. We'll weigh them up later and we'll see who wins. And had we done that, which the Taliban fears the special forces, make no mistake, if we'd done that, things would be much different. We wouldn't have ISIS attacking us in the barrel where the fish are. But with Biden, it's become a joke, but only because we all know what a buffoon he is. And now his tough guy posturing doesn't square with his legacy as a weak man who will do what he's told and has never shown personal strength in standing for anything. This little reflex to talk tough and threaten others is a revealing insight into the man's psyche and his instincts when backed into a corner. It's, you know, I know some very dangerous people. I consider that a privilege. It's a feature, not a bug. And none of them ever get out there and push that chest out and play the tough guy. I don't care who you think, you know, if you're thinking, what about James Yeager? What about Steve? None of them do that. Not really. When his weakness is exposed, Biden's, he reacts with over-the-top tough guy language, and he threatens violence. Violence is the last thing you threaten. You never threaten violence. A real tough guy never threatens violence. A real tough guy waits till he has no other choice than to be violent, and then he's hyper-violent for a very short period of time, and then he tries to calm himself down. And he, you know, he puts ice on his hands, and you know, if you tag him a couple of times, he's looking for some ice for his face, and he goes away. But not Joe Biden. Threats of violence, that's the way he works. It's how he chooses to prove he's strong, and this is who Joe Biden is and always has been. And the only difference is that now he has the constitutionally granted powers of commander in chief to use our military to back up his empty threats and project the strength that he doesn't have. And we got to watch out for that. We will instinctively and reflexively want to rally. But we got to be wary. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning not to travel to the airport there. They're saying that more attacks are highly probable and that all Americans should leave the country as soon as possible. On Thursday, there was a suicide bombing at the airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden said the mission there now is very dangerous.
Come with a significant loss of American personnel. But it's a worthy mission because they continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport.
Around 170 people were killed in the attack, and dozens more were hurt. The attack was carried out by an offshoot of the Islamic State called the Islamic State Khorasan Province. They claimed responsibility for the attack. The final troop withdrawal in Afghanistan is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane warnings are out for most of the Gulf Coast as Ida, which is now a Category 1 storm, is expected to strengthen. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the hurricane is rapidly intensifying and may hit the state as a Category 4 hurricane. Winds when the hurricane hits on Sunday afternoon may be as high as 140 miles per hour. Evacuations were ordered for several southern areas in the state, including those who live in New Orleans, outside the levee system. The governor says by Saturday night at the latest,
You need to be where you intend to ride out the storm, and you need to be postured as you would want to be as that storm approaches you.
He said he spoke to President Biden, who has already approved a pre-landfall emergency declaration. Louisiana state health officials are now urging people to find somewhere to shelter where they can be safe and not to be out on the roads, as hospitals now are overflowing with COVID-19 patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. We finally found out who killed Ashley Babbitt this week. I say that as I sip my warm coffee. Coffee is why America's Army of the 1980s, we were the best night fighters on the planet. We've gone since January the 6th without knowing who this guy was. This guy is... Well, I'll let you judge this. If you haven't already heard this, you know. His name is Lieutenant Michael Byrd. He shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6th during the Capitol riot. And he decided to come out and speak for the first time in public Thursday during an interview with NBC News, explaining his side of the story and why he believes his actions that day saved countless lives. Which, right there, here we go with the delusions of grandeur yet again. Because Ashley Babbitt, there were people behind Ashley Babbitt. They were the tacked up Capitol Police. There was three of them. When she was shot, one of them went guns up. If you watch the video, this guy, who, if he has any reason at all to actually believe that which he's stating, where he believed they were breaching and under attack, this happened only because he was behind a closed door and he popped out and he shot her and popped back in. His timing was impeccable. But he believes he saved countless lives. He said he was responsible for protecting between 60 and 80 lawmakers that day, and he told NBC's Lester Holt that inside the building he was relying on what he was hearing over his police radio to get a sense of the threat. And this is what he said was happening on the police radio. There were shouts of officers down, screams from his colleagues under attack by rioters with chemical agents, a report that an officer's fingertips were blown off. It was literally broadcast over the air. Strangely, we have heard nothing about this. No riot, you know. And that's what he said to himself as he coolly assessed the situation. Because that was after all. He's a capital city. He's a capital police guy. Okay, this is getting serious. So he and other officers barricaded the doors that led to the lobby of the House chamber with whatever furniture they could find. And he explained that they get through that door, they're into the House chamber and upon the members of Congress. Except not all of them, because not all of them were there, right? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was like, a mile away in one of the underground office hallways. I'm sure there was more that were not there. He said his throat hurt for days after the riot because he was yelling so much for demonstrators to get back. But they continued to come forward. When Babbitt attempted to climb through the window of one of the doors, Byrd fired a single shot, describing it as a last resort. It struck Babbitt in the neck, and she later died at a Washington hospital. Now, I've seen video of his hands popping out. He was holding some sort of a Glock. Sort of like appearing like a whack-a-mole, you know. Due to his defensive position and the way the furniture was stacked, he said he did not know how many people were coming, whether anyone had weapons, or that an officer was there, which is very convenient, isn't it? He said it was impossible for me to see what was on the other side, which means what he's saying is that I didn't know what I was shooting at. That's what he was saying. Which is a very interesting thing to put out there, because if he was just shooting at movement while he's there protecting between 60 and 80 lawmakers, what if number 81 was trying to come through there to get safe harbor? He said, I could not fully see her hands or what was in the backpack or what the intentions are. But they had shown violence leading up to that point. Now, how did he know that she had on a backpack when he couldn't see what was behind her? One thing we do know is that she didn't have a gun. She was using both of her hands to pull herself through the frame of the window. I've seen that, too. Very hard to do with a gun in your hand and to gain full purchase of that windowsill. Now, he has dismissed allegations that he had a political agenda, and I would tend to agree. But what he's saying, the entirety of what he says, I could not fully see her hands or what was in the backpack or what the intentions are, but they'd shown violence leading up to that point. She was being escorted by Capitol Police. They were talking. They were conversational. This was not yelling about get up against the wall. There was three of them. You would think that if they actually wanted her against the wall, she would have been eating the wall. That wasn't what was happening. Couldn't see behind her, but could see the backpack. You see where this gets muddy for me? He dismissed allegations he had a political agenda, and I tend to agree with that. I don't think he did it because he had a political agenda. He's been on the job for 28 years, and he's protected Democrats and Republicans alike. And he said he would have done the same if former President Trump and his family had been in the Capitol that day, except he wasn't where the president was. They were where Congress was. That's a whole different detail, watching out for the president. His name was never released by the Capitol Police or the DOJ, which in April said it would not pursue charges against the officer who killed Babbitt. And he was able to be identified from video taken inside the Capitol that day, leading to death threats against him, he said. So, he has chosen, courageously, listen to that part, to set the record straight about his actions on January the 6th, even if it leads to more threats. He said there was an imminent threat and danger to the members of Congress. I believe I showed the utmost courage on January 6th, and it's time for me to do that now. He popped out of a ambush position and fired a shot at an unarmed woman. Her being a woman doesn't make her dangerous. Her being an unarmed doesn't make her any less dangerous. But the fact of the matter is she had friends there that were Capitol Police. She had people there. I don't know that they were friends, but they were escorting her. There was nothing going on beyond that. This is still troubling to me. Too many little indiscrepancies in a story. Too many little indiscrepancies in the details leading up to it. The part where she's being escorted by the police around as she goes. An attorney for Babbitt's family has called the incident an ambush, alleging Byrd gave no warning before pulling the trigger. And, you know, there is that. There is that. I would love to know who prescribed the rules of engagement that day, if they have constant rules of engagement to cover that kind of thing, if there is no protocol where they have to identify themselves before they light somebody up. I'd love to know all those things. Babbitt family attorney Terry Roberts said the way he did it, hiding in a room and then popping out and firing, is a problem. If his objective was to stop her, he didn't need to shoot. He could have gotten out in front of her and used a number of other methods or of less lethal force. He could have tried to cuff her. I wonder. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One more time, yeah? Then I can do some serious coffee drinking. I got some serious coffee drinking ahead of me. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have taken the vaccine, and I took the vaccine for my own reasons. However, if you don't want to take the vaccine, you should never be forced to take the vaccine. Somebody tried to force you to take the vaccine in front of me, I would stop them. Since I'm old and broken down now, I'd have to stop them, probably with a little bit of lethal force. That would be bad, huh? Yeah. I tried, yeah. But you get my gist. You get the gist of what I'm saying here. That's what happens when you start to say gist and drift at the same time. It becomes gift. Nice. Looking at Australia, where they don't have a Bill of Rights. But they don't have a Second Amendment. They've been locked down again. They're locked down again. And they have, after they've locked down the island nation, they've started having mass protests. The New South Wales Minister of Health announced Thursday that fully vaccinated residents will soon, listen to this wording, will soon be allowed 1 hour only of extra recreational time. Beginning September 13th, those who live in areas of concern, such as Sydney, Liverpool, and others, will be allowed to gather outdoors for recreation, including picnics, within the existing rules, for 1 hour only outside curfew hours within 5 kilometers of home, new guidance states. This is in addition to the 1 hour allowed for exercise. This is just like Christmas in September. One of the things, I don't know how this is supposed to work either, Tim. One of the Australian states has banned people from removing masks to drink alcohol outside. Which makes me wonder, if you can drink alcohol through a mask, doesn't that sort of show the mask is not going to protect you from COVID? You've got Premier Gladys Berejiklian that thanked residents of New South Wales for getting the vaccine so that they can return to normalcy. We're so grateful for every person who comes forward to get vaccinated because the more jabs we get into arms, the sooner we can lift restrictions. Now, you got to understand that the rise in cases due to the Delta variant, which the Delta variant is proven to be less lethal, just more infectious, in Australia has been barely a statistical blip. And yet they have reacted, that whole equal but opposite reaction thing, this has been blown way out of proportion here. Stay-at-home orders permit people to leave only leave their house for essential shopping, medical care, and work. Law enforcement is allowed to ticket any citizen who is more than 5 kilometers from their homes, and random checkpoints have been set up to ensure compliance. Who else has got checkpoints today? Anybody? Anybody? Taliban? A rural council in the New South Wales shot and killed several shelter dogs because they wanted to slow the potential spread of COVID-19. They were killed so the volunteers wouldn't have to travel to pick them up. This is insanity. Now, make no mistake. The American left and some on the right, if they could do this here and get away with it, they would do it tomorrow. They would do it tomorrow. No hesitation. No waiting. No nothing. They just simply do it. Because this is all about control. Look at the specifics of what they are, quote unquote, allowed to do. Allowed to gather outdoors for recreation within the existing rules, 1 hour only, outside curfew hours, within 5 kilometers of home. So right now, I wonder what crime looks like in Australia. Because now the police and the military, they've turned the military out on this. They're not playing around. They're not playing backgammon here in Australia. They mean business. They are in charge. Large and in charge. And nothing short of a full-blown revolution in the island state is going to shake them loose from this. So basically, what we have is we have a circumstance in a country that we've, you know, the British countries, the former British colonies, have been proven to be the best of the, you know, the best parts of former empires because of the way they did their civil infrastructure. What they based everything on, the rule of law and everything else. America, of course, being the best one. Australia. But, I mean, Australia and New Zealand, which both have the commonality of being former British colonies, are very much locked down, and they have very much taken all the rights away from their people. But what would you do if I told you tomorrow that you would be allowed 1 extra hour in the yard? This is what it boils down to. This is what they do in prison. You have exercise time where you go to the yard and you mull about and you exercise. And then when that time is up, you're sent back inside. Now, you're allowed to pick and choose what you're going to do. There's no fence around where you are except for that 5 kilometer figurative fence that you better not go beyond. And this is quite magnanimous of them to get out there and allow this, in addition to that 1 hour that you're also allowed to exercise within 5 kilometers of home. I mean, I when I think of Australia, I think of Crocodile Dundee. I think of Steve Irwin, the alligator, or the crocodile man, Crocky. I think of that tough wilderness type. Except the actual truth of the matter is most of Australia's residents live on the coastlines. And the ones that live on the interior are, not so many of them. But they probably are like Crocodile Dundee. I don't know. I'm not going to generalize. What I'm going to say is this. This is totalitarian. And this will be this is the canary. And the coal mine is Australia. And we're going to see how this plays out. And we're going to get to watch it from the sidelines. But this is why I say all the time, we never need to allow ourselves some of these things that occur, like the national NHS in England. We never need to have anything like that here. Because given a chance to be totalitarian, everybody falls to that seduction for some reason. Everybody falls to that seduction. And that's, I don't know, I don't want to say that's human nature. I mean, you can think about people like George Washington who turned down being king of America 3 times and say to yourself, well, it's not all the time, is it, Bill? No, it isn't, but it is a lot of the time. And for the people who seek power and who seek the kind of power where they are trying to be in control of your life, they'll be the ones looking for it. It's a very simple thing. It's not even math. So, you know. Totalitarianism, 2021, Australia. Of all the places I would have thought I would see this coming, that's the one where I'm completely stumped. I knew about them with their gun grabs and everything in the 90s and everything else, and I know that they've come back, and I know people that have traveled there, and it makes me wonder. So, deep sigh. I'll be back again next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.